listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a tragic error. I'm going to read you from 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, where we read, "And when they came to Nahon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God." When David took control of Jerusalem, he knew that it was a special city. He quickly made it his home, the capital of the nation, and then set about to make it the spiritual center of Israel. To do that, he had to bring the tabernacle of God to Jerusalem. The tabernacle was the tent of meeting where priests and people met with God. At the core of the tabernacle was the Ark of the Covenant, the gold-covered box that symbolized the throne of God among Israel. David knew that it was a special thing to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, so he arranged a special ceremony for the occasion. He got a fine new cart to transport the Ark of the Covenant and a fine team of oxen. David brought in the religious leaders of Israel, the best musicians of the nation, his bravest soldiers to guard the way. As the procession came to the threshing floor owned by a man named Nahon, the oxen stumbled and the cart lurched, and a man named Uzzah put out his hand to keep the Ark of the Covenant from falling off the cart. After all, by this time the Ark of the Covenant was more than 400 years old, and they wanted to treat it carefully. But in touching the Ark, Uzzah broke the command of Numbers chapter 4, verse 15, saying, "They shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die." It was a decision made in a moment, but it was a decision to disregard God's command and to do what seemed right to him. Even decisions made in a moment matter. So at that moment, God struck him there for his error. God fulfilled the ominous promise of Numbers chapter 4, verse 15, and struck Uzzah. David wanted Israel to know the presence of the Lord and God. But God showed up at Nahon's threshing floor, but not in the way anyone wanted or expected. What was the error of Uzzah? It was more than just a reflex action or instinct. God struck Uzzah because his action was based upon critical errors in thinking. Uzzah wrongly thought that it didn't matter who transported the ark. Uzzah wrongly thought that it didn't matter how the ark was transported. Uzzah wrongly thought that he knew all about the ark because it was in his father's house for so long. Uzzah wrongly thought that God couldn't take care of the ark himself. Uzzah wrongly thought that the ground of Nahon's threshing floor was less holy than his own hand. God held Uzzah responsible for that decision of a moment because it came from a general attitude of disregard towards the commandment of God. Uzzah didn't deliberately set out to break God's law, but his willful ignorance of God's word made him to blame. All this happened on Nahon's threshing floor, and it was a rather appropriate place. At a threshing floor, the whole stalks of wheat are gathered and the chaff is separated from the wheat. There was a lot of chaff in this production of bringing the ark into Jerusalem, and God blew away the chaff at Nahon's threshing floor. Behind it all was a loving purpose, to impress on David and the whole nation of Israel the importance and the goodness of obedience. The next time you feel like you're on God's threshing floor, remember the loving purpose behind it.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.